Thank you for tuning in to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 10:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. And the Prayer for Our Schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4477 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The ministry website is located at godspropheticministry.com. Now, with this evening's message, here's...
...that they're big enough to do, but they're not doing what they need to do unto the Lord. Glory to God. I heard the song, "My Hallelujah Belong to God." Thank you, Lord. And I heard Tiki say, "I ain't come to look at you. I come to praise the Lord." Thank you, Lord. But you know what it is, that we're in so big a hurry today. We don't want to praise God like we used to praise Him. I'm going to tell you something. On a Friday night, we need to praise God a long time. But people say, "We ain't got time for that old-fashioned way. I want to just get it done over with in a hurry so I can get back to what I'm doing." But I tell you something. The man of God, there were two men of God. It was a many men of God, but these two men of God, in particular, glory to God, they were put in prison. And they began wait about midnight. And they began to go down and begin to pray. And praise God. Praise God. They began to go down and praise God. Can I get a witness? So what I'm trying to say to you, they begin to praise God and something begins to happen. So that something would happen in a praise when you get in a praise mood. I ain't talking about some old mood, but I'm talking about when you get in a praise mood and God take you out of yourself. The Bible said they came out of themselves and began to praise God. And they praised God and prayed and praised God so much so that God sent a shaking. Now, can I get a witness? I want to see a shaking. I want to see a move of God. I want to see something that occurred today. I want to tell you something that I don't know what we're looking at, but the devil's attacking. I'm telling you, he's going to and fro, seeking who he may devour. He's attacking God people. But you got to make up your mind. God, for you I live, and for you I die. You know, every once in a while I have to get away and sing my song, and I have to get to myself, and I begin to sing my song. And something begin to recur on the inside. Because, see, my song is not be your song, but it's my song. And because it's mine, I can say like the song said. Every time I turn around, He's blessing me. You understand something? When you turn around, He's blessing. In the morning, He turn you around. One writer said, "Rise, shine, and give God the glory." Another one said, "I will bless Him at all times." And another one said, "I will enter into His house with praise and thanksgiving in my mouth." Can I get a witness? Every once in a while, I just want to get away, steal away by myself, and say, "Lord, I need You to help me to stand right here." Every once in a while, I begin to walk down the road a little bit, throw my hand up and say, "Thank You." Can I get a witness? All God wants you to do, is get a praise on the inside. Be like David said. I heard David when he said, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Can I get a witness? See, when you begin to praise God, something begin to happen. The devil can't stand the praises because he wants all the praises unto himself. But if you begin to say, God, if you're in the midst of a trial, in the midst of a situation, going through with something, you begin to lift up your hand, say, God, I thank you right here. I heard what the doctor said, but I heard you said in your word, thank you, Lord. I know that I got to praise you right now. Can I get a witness? Thank you, Jesus. Praise him. Praise him for the rising of the sun. To the going down the same. I got to praise him. Can I get a witness? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Let me get to the word. Hallelujah. I want to turn to the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter. We're going to start at the 24th verse. But I want to tell you something. Here in Matthew, what Jesus was telling them, they was asking Jesus about the end of time. Amen. And this is where we at now. Amen. We are in the end of time, and people playing Russian roulette with their soul. Saints of God living like there's not going to be any tomorrow. They're living like it ain't going to be nothing that occurred. But the Jesus said, I'm going to come. He said, not one drop and one tear. He said, not one stone shall not be turned. Can I get a witness? He's going to come back again. He's ready to come. But the only way that he can come, God people, that's you and I, got to get in a place in God. You see, we going to like it. Can I get a room? See, that's a song that we sang sometimes. Sister Caroline sang. She ain't here tonight. She sang a song. This is a dressing up room. Can I get a witness? See, this is a dressing up room. Let me tell you something. If you don't get it right now, you're going to get it right later. You got to get it right now. I heard the pastor say, we're not concerned about our soul. We should be. But we are not, because we live recklessly. Amen. We do things that we should not do. Can I get a witness? Amen. And we are doing things that we should not do in the sight of God and think that God don't see it. Amen. Because he said, I don't want man to see me. Can I get a witness? I don't want man to see me. Well, I want God to see me. So I don't care if man see me. I want God to see me. What do you mean by that? Just what I'm saying. If God see you, wherever you at and whatever you're doing, God see you. But why you try to hide from man? I don't want so-and-so to see you. I know that they got a word from God, and I want to see what I'm doing. Cover me, Lord. I remember I was in a service one day, and I called this young lady out, and the Lord told me that she had got married. I said, Sister Stella, I said, I got to tell you something. I said, I'm going to tell you that you got married, and that's not the one. The man that you married, that ain't your husband. That's Sister Maybell's husband. I said, whatever you do, do it in a hurry. Go and get a divorce. I said, I don't want to tell you this. I tell you, but go and get a divorce. And the young lady looked at me. And when I began to pray for her, she went in the spirit and said, cover him with the blood, Lord. Cover him with the blood. Cover me with the blood, God. Cover me. Don't let him see. And I said, what? So I stepped away from her and stepped back. I said, I heard what you said to the Lord. I'm going to tell you that he ain't the one. Get a divorce. Thank you, Lord. Because she knew there were some people in the setting didn't know that she had got married. And she was concerned about them. How crazy can you be? And so, she called me about a month later. Say, you told me that was my husband. Said 3 days after we were married, he started fighting me. And I went on downtown and divorced him. I said, he wasn't the one. You see, when God says something, you can't straighten out what God says. Amen. Only thing you got to do what God says. Can I get a witness? So what I'm saying tonight is the people was concerned about when Jesus was going to come. But they was not living like they want him to come. Amen. Now here in Matthew 24:24, and we're going there right now. Matthew 24:24. Start at the 24th verse.
Matthew, the 24th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. For there shall arise false Christ.
There shall arise what? False Christ.
And false
prophets.
And shall show great signs and wonders.
Showing great signs and wonders. And let me tell you something now. I'm not calling the men and women of God false, but you got a lot of folks prophesied out of their flesh. Unto you flesh. And show you signs of wonder. What do you mean by that? I'm going to tell you something. One time I went to a service and there was a man. The man was in the service and my bishop took me to this service. I won't never forget. The bishop took me to this service. And the man had on all black and a big old cross around his neck. And he had in a glass pouring type thing. He had a snake in it. And it was a copa. And he spoke to women speaking in tongues. He began to go like he's speaking in tongues. Ahoy. And then he went on saying, ahoy. And I kept looking at the snake. So I said to the bishop, let's go, man. Let's get up out of here. So the bishop didn't listen to me. So all of a sudden, that man kept on calling out, and whatever he was doing, he's supposed to be speaking in tongues. That cobra looked like it come alive. His eyes got red as fire. It looked like he was moving in the cage. And when the bishop saw that, he told me, let's go, man, let's go. So I said to the bishop, and this man had a church full of people. He was inside of a church and had a church full of people. The Lord told me that I'm going to meet him again. And I did. I met him again, and he said to me, he said, you came to my church and you left. I looked him dead in his eye and told him, I said, God said that he's going to shut you down. You worker of the devil. Are you listening to me? He said, you don't know who you're messing with. I said, I don't have to worry about who you're messing with, but I want to tell you that. Thus says the Lord thy God, and I'm not a lying man, he's going to shut you down. And you shall not have those people any longer. You're a false prophet. Says God. He did everything he was possible to do to hurt me. But the Lord told me, so I want you to pray certain hours. And I began to pray the certain hours. And the Lord said, what you said to him is true. He lost all of his setup. Why? Because God don't play. You got a lot of false people. You got people false prophesy. You got false prophets. They prophesy to get things. You got a lot of folks go around prophesying and bewitching people out of stuff. They prophesy for money. They prophesy to be seen. But I want to tell you something. You better stop it. Because God said many false Christs and many false prophets. And we're living in the hour now. Everybody a prophet. I ain't never seen so many prophets. Who are you? I'm Prophet Tulu. Who are you? I'm Prophet So-and-so. How many people prophesy? I prophesy, man. I can see a gnat on the wall. I say, you can? I said, praise God. I said, I'm looking at you. You're not living right. God ain't using you like that. Can I get a witness? But what's happening now is that people are running to and fro to get a word. That some people done got so bad now, they called in the California psychics for 1 minute reading. Read me. Tell me. You don't know what they're reading you. They're reading you with tarot cards. And tarot cards in the tarot card, let me tell you something. If you got somebody reading you with tarot cards, let me tell you something. They're going to the different houses. So they got one house over here belong to the devil, and another house over here belong to a strong demon, and the other house over here belong to another demon. So if you mess with tarot cards, I'm going to tell you something. They will be releasing demons over you. Can I get a witness? And once that they release the demon over you, they come right where you live. They come right on your job. They come everywhere you at when they release them over you.
Amen, amen.
Let me tell you something. It's a bad thing to get a reading. You got a lot of folk read. I want to read your poem. You don't need to get your poem read. I want to read tea leaves. You don't need no tea leaves read. If you need to hear something from God, get on your face and begin to pray and begin to cry to the Lord, and the Lord will send a real man, a real woman of God, and they will speak the word that you've been searching for. Can I get a witness? A lot of false prophets. They're in the house of God. You got some prophet dressed the church. Thank you, Lord, for to keep you coming. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
He said, what? They're dressing. And they have a church full of people through witchcraft. Witchcraft only going to last as long as that you fall to it.
Amen.
Soon that the Lord bring you from up under, you begin to get free. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Come on, let me move on.
Insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
They shall receive the very elect if it was possible with their signs and wonders, with the things that they're showing and the things that they're saying and the things that they're showing the people, it would fool the very elect, see. But it ain't going to happen. When your ears is open to the Spirit of the living God, when your eyes are open unto the living God, you will not be deceived. The Bible says, God is not mocked. He's not mocked. Whatsoever man sows, that where he shall reap. We got a lot of folks are sowing a lot of things.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But can I tell you something? If it was possible, they fool the very elect. I tell you that I was preaching in Perry Homes in Atlanta, Georgia. And we had a lady out there in the service. We preached that night. We had a night service. Started at 10 o'clock at night. Preaching in a bad area. They shooting. They had a gang called Down by Law. They were shooting. So I went, me and the bishop and some more folk, we went preaching there. And there was a lady in the service. We were singing and the bishop was playing his organ. He could play. And he was speaking in tongues, and the lady stopped him from speaking in tongues and spoke in tongues more than him. And she kept on speaking and kept on speaking. I said to the bishop, I said, Bishop, I said, that lady have false tongues. I said, they're not the real tongues. I said, she's not the devil. So, I said to the bishop, I said, Bishop, lay hands. Bishop spoke in tongues and raised his hand, but he lay hands. So I had my guitar, and I told the bishop, I took my guitar. I was learning how to play back then. I took my guitar off and handed it to the bishop. That lady was speaking in tongues, came over there and took the string on my guitar and broke every one of them with one pull. And I got mad. Because I had a good guitar. I had a lead Paul. a very expensive guitar. I laid hands on it, and I'm not trying to say I'm anything, which I'm not. But the Jesus that I serve is.
Amen.
I laid hands on her. She rolled down the embankment in Perry Hall and rolled all the way back. Rolled down and rolled all the way back. Like a log. And she just rolled. And I said, loose up, devil, in the mighty name of Jesus. And them demons came up out there, and the people was in the service. Yeah. They couldn't jump in their car and took off. So what I'm saying, why were they afraid? It's only the devil. So what I'm trying to say, we got people that are counterfeit.
Amen, amen.
You got prophets that are false prophets. They counterfeit us. And they can prophesy. They can prophesy and tell you exactly what they hear and what they see. But they ain't living no kind of lifestyle before God. They ain't walking right. They ain't living right. They're not living according to the word of God. But they have a gift. Thank you, Lord. You to have a gift, you got to live a certain way with your gift. You got to walk a certain way with the gift. You got to live not lifted up, not petty, not high-minded, not caught up within yourself. I know I got a word. No, you don't know that. And I got a real problem with these prophets. The Lord, last night I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep at all. The Lord was speaking to me concerning you. He was? Yeah. What did he say? He said, he knows. I said, I want you to get to the real deal. I want to know more than he knows and he knows. I need to know what do he know. Can I get a witness? There's those people that want to be seen. Those are them people that playing game with your soul. You know, I got a real problem. You be in the house of a prophetic ministry. You in the house of a prophetic ministry, but you going outside of where you at to get a word.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And you got some. I say again, we got some parking lot prophets. We also got some telephone prophets. We also got some prophets that are. A ride up to your job, glory to God. And so I was just in the neighborhood, and the Lord slid me that in and began to speak to me concerning you, and he told me to tell you to give me $100. I bet you when the Lord is speaking that way, your spirit will open up there, and you say, no, sir, that ain't the Lord, that's the devil when it comes to that money. Thank you, Lord. I went to a lady one day. The Lord told me to go by the lady's job. I said, I can't do that. He said, go by there. I said, I can't do it. He said, go by there. I went to the lady's job, and I told the lady, I said, the Lord told me to come here because you're in trouble, and he want me to pray for you, and he want me to lay hands on you right here. Where can I lay hands on you at? And I went in the bathroom, in the women's bathroom, and laid hands on her and left out of the women's bathroom, took off. She hollered, hey. I said, ma'am, the Lord told me to pray for you. That's all he told me. He didn't tell me. She said, most people, when they come out and pray for me, they want to get something from me. I said, God didn't tell me to get nothing from you. Come on, let's move on.
Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert.
Wait a minute. They shall say unto you, behold, he's over here. He's in the desert. You know how folks say, we got it going on in our church. All you want to do, all I want you to do, come on, have a tray. Oh, they got a word over their belly over there for you. I tell you, child, I just feel like that you should visit my church. We got some people do that now. It's some of these, it's some of God's prophetic outreach members run over to different churches. They search us. I can call two or three of them names right now that been over to the folk church. And then they're astonished with you when they put and say, hey, how you doing? They're like they're astonished. They know that they've been there. Didn't tell them to the pastors, they took off. Some of these places you go get full of spirit and come back in the church. Oh, what's wrong with you? Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We got all the folks now that deal with spirits. The Bible says you don't supposed to be going everywhere. Thank you, Lord. I ain't saying you ain't got to visit. You can visit. I ain't saying that. But I'm just saying, run over here, run over there, get a word here, get a word there. After a while, you're going to be confused. After a while, you're going to be a God of words say, gee. Another one says, stop right here. And the other one says, I want you to move by the Spirit of the living God. I want you to move. But I want to tell you something. If God's speaking, you know it in your spirit. Can I get a witness? There's a lot of people that sit back and look at you making a fool out of yourself. Can I get a witness? Thank you, Lord. They say, I don't have to worry about Pastor Grant. She don't prophesy as much as Apostle Grant. I've got to tell you something, she do. She prophesied just like me. So what do you mean? Me and her different. They say, her gift is different from mine. No, we got the same gift. And God used her just as well as use me. Can I get a witness? Now we got different administration. I operate in several administrations of the gift. Thank you, Lord. The pastor operated in healing and deliverance. Operating if you're going down in the dump and can't see your way out, God will give me a word for you to come up out of the dump. You see what I'm saying? But it would cost you something. Maybe it cost you a shout. Maybe it might cost you a dance. It might cost you a seed. Glory to God. You say you have to pay for a seed? No, that ain't what I'm saying. Don't get mixed up now. Don't get caught up. I'm saying sometimes you have to do something. What do you mean by that? Just what I'm saying. You got to do something sometime to get a breakthrough. You got to give to get a breakthrough. Thank you, Lord. But if it's a prophet indeed, he will bless you. What do you mean? There was a widow woman. Had some sons. And she had spent all of her wealth and borrowed it.
You've been listening to the ministry message of God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant. You can reach the ministry at 778-4477 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The ministry website is located at godspropheticministry.com. Tune in again next Sunday at this same time for another message from the ministry of God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry.